Hallelujah. Listen, when you receive Christ in your life as your Savior, hallelujah, you are upon the rock, Christ Jesus, hallelujah. That we're not to build our lives on sinking sand, amen, but we're to build our lives upon Christ Jesus. And I want you to understand that where that foundation was established, it was established in Jesus, hallelujah, amen. And when I'm in Jesus, hallelujah, He's in me, hallelujah, and I'm unshakable, hallelujah. I don't care what winds come my way. I don't care what kind of the winds of opinion blow my way. Come on, how many of you have had some opinions? Come on, that have come your way that the enemy has tried to beat your house with, that has tried to come against you. The winds have blown, and guess what? It's enough, because I want you to know I'm upon the rock, Christ Jesus. So my whatever winds come, whatever opinions come my way, they begin to fall off me. They come, but they don't knock me down. I wasn't going to preach tonight. I can't help it. I can't help it. Amen. So here we go. I want to get quickly to this. I want to show you guys something. I want to give you an example. I might need some volunteers. Yeah. Okay, so you're one of them. Okay, you'll be one of them too. All right. So, but before we get into that, I want to bring them up, and I want to do this as soon as I get going here. No, not yet. In a minute. So here, I know which one I'm going to make you be too. So, but I just want us to understand something, that we got to get a picture of this, that there's a foundation in Christ. He is the cornerstone, and in Him I live, I move, and I have my being. Amen. And listen, I want you to hear something. Listen, I get the victory when I understand it's not about my doing; it's about my being. If I realize that He's in me and He wants to move through me, then all of a sudden I'll start being, hallelujah, all that I'm called to be. And I'll start doing those things that I struggle with time and time again. But now I can do them. Listen, hallelujah, I want you to see this. So this is the foundation. In 1 Peter 1:19 through 20, it says this. It says that from the foundations of the earth, hallelujah, amen. Let's look that up real quick. Somebody, 1 Peter, you got that? 1 Peter 1:19-20. But with the precious blood of Christ, as of the Lamb without blemish, without spot, who verily was foreordained before the foundations of the world, but was manifest in these times. That means that when Christ was crucified, it was manifested at that time. And this is why this scripture says this. I want you to get this. Salvation through the cross was not plan B. See, it says, if from the foundation, hallelujah, it's plan A. Tell someone it's plan A. God didn't say, uh-oh, Adam messed up. Oops. This is the God that my life is in His hand. He didn't mess up. God knows all things. So God provided. He knew that you would fail. He knew that each one of us would fail, so that He gave the answer for the problem before there was a problem. That's the God we serve. Come on, amen. Listen, my life is in His hand. There's things that each one of us are going to go through. Hallelujah. But when you're in Christ Jesus, it doesn't matter what it is. Hallelujah. He's got the answer, and it's in Him. So no matter what comes my way, the Bible says that each one of us will have tribulation. Hallelujah. But don't worry. He's got it. Amen. So we can see that. Let me just go through this. So there's a, I want us to just see this. Here we go. You ready? This is spirit. This is soul. And this is body. I'm trying to teach tonight because I want you to get this. Some of you have never heard this. Some of you have never understood or seen this. But I want us to understand that you are made of these three things. Spirit, soul, and body. Amen? Now, here's the problem. We got to get this understanding of this thing. Now, before I received Christ in my life, this part of me was dead. I was dead. That I was in darkness. But Jesus Christ, hallelujah, when He went to the cross and He rose again, hallelujah, now I can, when I receive Christ into my life, hallelujah, I receive that resurrection power. I receive my spirit, come on, that was dead, all of a sudden stands up. Come on, amen. And say it comes alive. See, here's what I mean. Because outside of that, I'm in darkness. We got to get this. We're in darkness. That we really don't understand God. Amen. That I'm in darkness. But when I come alive, all of a sudden, it's lit up. Say it's lit up. Hallelujah. We're lit up. It's lit up in that moment. Hallelujah. That we begin to receive Christ into our lives. I become alive with God. Now His Spirit, and I want you to see this, because His Spirit, hallelujah, I have a spirit that's risen up, that's quickened, but when I receive my life, not only do I have my spirit rose, but also, hallelujah, I have the indwelling Spirit of God. The indwelling, say indwelling. That is the indwelling Spirit of God. I want you to see there's a difference here that we got to see here, but there's a difference from indwelling Spirit of God to a filled with the Spirit of God. Being filled with the Spirit of God. I cannot meet God. I cannot receive God without God. So when I woke up, hallelujah, not only that, but when I received Him into my life, I received Christ, the Spirit of God, into my life. So here, I want you to get this. This is where the Spirit is. It is the deepest part of a man. The deepest part of you comes alive, hallelujah, and stands up. See, what the Spirit is, hallelujah, it's your true identity. Do you know what struggle sometimes we have? We don't know who we are. It's because we need to have our spirit quickened and alive in Christ Jesus. People walk around all the time. They don't have purpose. They don't have identity. You will never find it outside of having the Spirit of God within your life. Because that's who you are. You were created in His image and likeness. Right? We weren't supposed to be dead man walking, but we're supposed to be alive, hallelujah, flowing with God, amen? Now my soul, it seems complicated, but it's not. See, I have a body, I live in a body, I have a soul, and I'm a spirit. Now, I don't want to jump ahead here too quick, but my body, this is my body. You all have a body. They are the containers of you. Everybody on the outside experiences you from your container. I see Randy walk in, Melissa walk in. I know them by their containers. Dale just walked in. I know Dale because of his container. The vehicle he came in, that's Dale. So you can identify, say I can identify. That person by who they are, by what is there. But that's not what makes a man. So the soul, now the soul is my mind, is my will, and my emotions. So I want us to get this and understand this. My mind, my will, and my emotions. Now, that also speaks of, my mind speaks of what we think. Say what I think. My will is my desires. My emotions are my feelings. Come on, I want you to see this. Now my body is my earth suit. Say earth suit. My body is how the world sees me. It's my five senses. What are your five senses? Right. Now, some people say, oh no, that's in your soul. Well, no, it can't be in your soul. It's in your body. Because if I am born blind, I never see out. I never have anything in here in my mind, in my thinking of what it looks like. If I never hear anything, I don't know what sounds sound like. We take in everything that we see by our five senses. And where do we capture them? Right here. It's in our mind. It's in our thinking. Come on, amen. I want you to get this. I want you to see this. Say, this is good. Now, our soul is a place of the position. We are to position ourselves to hear His voice. So when you become a Christian, all of a sudden, hallelujah, your soul begins to hear the Spirit. You're thinking. Come on. Before you were in darkness, and now you're in the light. All of a sudden, what you couldn't see before, now you could see. And he says, so Ephesians 1:18 says, the eyes of my heart be flooded with light. Where's my heart? This is my heart in my soul. It's how I think, my will, my emotions. That's my heart. So the Bible says that my heart has eyes. The eyes of my heart are flooded with life. So that's what happens. So my thoughts and that become flooded because I have the Spirit. Outside of God, hallelujah, I cannot be flooded with the light of God. Say it overflows. Let me just, I don't want to get too far, but I want you to see this. How many of you guys know that we've been talking about the tabernacle of God as a picture, hallelujah, of you and me, hallelujah, that we can understand that we are the tabernacle of God. He gave us a picture in the Old Testament. He showed Moses, I want you to build it after this pattern. Say pattern. The pattern's Jesus. So he says, I want you to build it after this pattern, hallelujah. There was one door, say one door. Into the tabernacle or to the temple. He is the one door. Now, I could get into all that. We're going to get into that in a couple weeks from now. But listen, that it had an outer court.
Can I just draw this real quick?
This is a picture of the temple. And in that place,
what color do I use?
He says, I want you to see if this is the outer court. This is the outer court. Say outer court. This is the holy place. This is the most holy place. So this is the what? Say tabernacle. Just like God's tabernacle, you're God's tabernacle, and you have three parts too. You have the Spirit, say holy place. That's where God dwells. You have a soul. Come on, your mind, will, and emotions. Where's that at? In the holy place. Not the most holy, the holy place. And in the holy place, I got to give this to you real quick. You okay? Come on. I know you could take this. I'm giving you meat tonight. Amen? Is that all right? Come on, listen. We grow up, we take meat and grow. Hallelujah. So in the holy place are three things. Number one thing is a candle. You are flooded with light in this place, your soul. And all of a sudden, you become aware of God. You see God in everything. I remember when I first got saved, man, I was doing drugs. I didn't see God in anything. I got saved, filled with the Holy Spirit. And listen, I went out, I camped out in the woods for like a week. I just needed to get away. Come on, have you ever experienced that? You need to get away from everybody. I needed to get away from everybody. God delivered me from an addiction in one day, set me free completely. But I went away and I got a tent. I hung out in a tent, and everywhere I looked at the trees, there's God. I looked at the bird, there's God. Everywhere I looked, why? Because my soul, my thoughts were illuminated with God. See, that's the same realm. In the the holy place, there's a candlestick, and in that candlestick is oil. Say the Holy Ghost. You're filled with the Holy Ghost. Listen, here's the thing you got to understand. The priest, your responsibility is to fill the candlestick with oil and light it. Say light it. God wants you to be lit. Come on, I'm on. You know what the problem with the church is? That people don't want to go to church? Come on. Because listen, we got to be lit on fire for God. Hallelujah. Listen, whatever I need to exchange from the world, I got to see it better in this way. Because God's better than anything you experience in the world. I've experienced all that. But I'm here to tell you, God lights my candle. He lights me up. He fires me up. That's what God does. So when I become responsible to stir, to read the word, to get, seek God, worship God, something happens. Come on, you ever feel that tonight when we worship God? Did you feel like something lit you up tonight? You're lighting your candle. You're responsible as a priest. The other thing in that thing was what? There was a tabernacle of bread. And on that table, there's more to this, but I'm just giving you the brief. On that table are six loaves of bread. Six loaves of bread. That speaks of Christ. He is the body. He is Christ. That we take forth Him. He is the bread of life. So when you eat the Word, say eat the Word. You're eating the Lord. Hallelujah. You're partaking of Him. Whenever you take communion, you're partaking of what He did at the cross. That's what we need to do. We need to feed. Say, I need to feed. You need to eat God. You need to take hold of that. You need to receive it in your heart and begin to feed and feed and feed and feed. The other thing is this. The other thing in there is the altar of incense. And that speaks of prayer. Do you know what fires gets your heart? Do you know what excites you in opportunity for God to speak to you and for you to begin to get the will? Say the will. Prayer bends you to the will of God. It bends me. Come on, amen. Because sometimes we don't really feel like it. Sometimes we just don't feel like it, whatever. But God wants to meet with you. God wants you to take and consciously be aware of Him and talk to Him. Say, talk to Him. Do you know God wants to talk to you? Hallelujah. Some people say, well, God never talks to me. Are you talking to God? I'm here to tell you, God talks to you. It might not be an audible voice, but God wants the opportunity, whether it's in the Word, hallelujah, as you read the Word, all of a sudden, hallelujah, that light you take, seek and you shall find. Listen. So, the Bible says this. He says, sees what my eyes can't see physically. See, my soul sees what my eyes can't see physically. My soul does. It's in my thoughts, my will, and my mind. All right. Listen. It says, so Matthew 5:18 says, the pure in heart, they shall, help me tonight. What?
See God.
They shall see God. The pure heart shall see God. Listen, I cannot see God, hallelujah, until I am receive the Spirit of God, hallelujah, and then my soul becomes enlightened and I begin to see God. Say, I begin. See, it doesn't always happen right away. How many of you guys understand that we need to learn to walk in this part? I don't want to get far ahead. Listen, I want you to catch this. We got to walk. You're going to, don't get ahead of me because I'm getting there. Psalms 27:8. Check this out. What did I say? Psalms 27:8. When thou saidest, seek my face, say his face. My heart, I'm helping you tonight. I want you to catch this. Say, when God says, seek my face, my heart said unto you, thy face I will seek. Come on. It is from this realm that I have the opportunity to speak to God. Say heaven, earth. Do you know this speaks of the earthly realm? Say the earthly realm. It's what we see out here. Come on, amen. It's the earth. Say the earth. The spirit, what does it speak of? Wait, what? So this realm speaks of the heavenly. Come on, amen. It's where God, say it's where he abides. It's where he abides. Now listen, we got a bad picture of heaven because sometimes I know there's a reality of heaven that we might not know, but there's a reality of heaven that we could take hold of right here. And the Bible says that Christ in you is the hope of glory, that we are the temple of God in you. Hallelujah. The Bible says heaven is where it's in you. Say it's in you. Heaven is the abode of God. It's where God dwells. It's where God makes his habitation. Are you ready for this? It's where he makes his habitation. It's where God wants to settle. He wants to habitate. He wants to dwell in that place. So right here, come on, amen. This speaks of heaven and this speaks of the earth. And here's the thing. Listen, this realm, the soulless realm, brings the two together. It brings it together. Say it brings it together. Brings it together. But listen.
We got to get new ones because they're about gone. So 1 Thessalonians 5:23 says this, and very God of peace sanctify you wholly. I pray God who your whole, ready? Spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless until the coming of Christ. Listen, he wants you to be blameless. God wants to sanctify you, not just here. You are saved. Say you're saved. You cannot be any more righteous than you are in your spirit. I can't be more saved than I am in my spirit. But you know who needs work? My soul and my body. God wants to invade heaven to earth. He wants to invade your earth. Come on, amen. Your earth suit. Your earth suit. I'm going to want you to catch this. I'm getting there. I'm getting there. Listen. The soul is my personality, my emotion. The spirit realm and the earth realm. The spirit realm and the earth realm. Do you know what happens is sometimes when we become saved and we receive the Spirit of God, what happens is we don't begin to walk in the Spirit. We stay in the same place. But I have a responsibility. Come on, amen. When you were born, how many of you, when you were born, did you walk out of the hospital? Anybody? You couldn't even walk. What did they do? What happened? Somebody carried you out. You didn't walk home and say, "Hey, what's up, everybody?" You couldn't even talk. I want you to understand something. Every one of us, hallelujah, in that way, that each one of us, we begin to walk. We need to learn to walk in this reality. You need to learn to walk in the Spirit, hallelujah. And you begin to learn to walk by, you know what happens is I thank God I was filled with a house full of people that knew how to walk. If I was born into a house that people only crawled. See, this is what I want you to get this. Come on, real quick. So many times, unfortunately, there's churches that the people just crawl. They never walk in the Spirit. What's that? No. What's that? I'm sorry. No meat. Exactly. Yeah, they're eating baby food. Come on, amen. Someone's still changing their diapers. But we're meant to grow up. We're not meant to live just out of this realm, but we're meant to live in the Spirit. I want you to catch this. This is good. Amen. I want you to get this. So we begin to grow. So you live with people that learn how to walk and they say, listen, come on. And you might fall. But you got some people that know how to walk, that'll pick you back up again. Hallelujah. That'll keep pushing you the right way, that they won't accept you not learning how to walk. I didn't talk for a long time. You know why? Because my brother did it for me. I didn't have a chance. He asked my mom for what he wanted. And my mom thought he was interpreting me. He wasn't giving me an interpretation of what I was saying. He just wanted what I wanted. So we need to be around some people that are helping us grow. Say grow. Grow, that we can experience everything that God has for you. Everything that God has. Everything. Hallelujah. Listen, everything that God wants us to grow up, God wants us to have victory, that God wants us to live out of this realm, out of the heavenlies, and not the earth. Because the earth, we are earthbound, hallelujah, that you look down to the ground and you're pulled down, it bends you over. And you begin to be like this. But when you're born again in the Spirit, all of a sudden, your eyes are lifted up into the heavenlies, hallelujah, and you begin to see things a little bit different than you've seen before. Everything looked impossible from this realm, but when God, hallelujah, enlightens you, you begin to look from a different place. Amen? All right. So, okay. So, where did this go wrong? Let me help you real quick. Let's go to Genesis real quick. You all right? Get a drink of coffee, but I don't need coffee. So here we go. Ready? Genesis 2. Okay, where's that? Let me find it. Oh, yeah. God created man in his image, and in the image he created him, he made male and female. I'm sorry. Okay, here we go. Yeah. This is verse 7. 2:7. You ready? And the Lord formed man, say, of the dust of the earth. How many of you guys know what happens to your body when you die? It turns to dust. Now, I want to help you real quick, but before Jesus came into our life, I was a dirt bag. That was a joke. I was a dirt bag. Come on, we're all dirt bags without Jesus. Come on. So here he goes like this. He says, and he breathed into his nostrils.
He breathed his spirit. Come on, that means raha, and it means spirit. Say spirit. So God's breathed his spirit into man, that all of a sudden he was a body. But here, listen, something happened. It doesn't say nothing about a soul. This is what happened. He says this. He says, and his nostrils, the breath of life, and man came a living, say living, soul. He became alive. Say, here's the problem. God told him this. Do you remember what God told him? He says, I want you to eat from the tree of life. The tree of life is not just a tree. It's symbolic of us understanding it's Jesus. Say it's Jesus. He is the tree of life. We got to understand that. Hallelujah. I need to eat from him. I need to partake from him. If I'm going to grow and I'm going to walk in the spirit and if I'm going to have victories in my life, I need to eat from him. I need to grow up. And then he told him, he says, don't eat from the tree of good and evil. See, the tree of good and evil was a tree that when they took hold of it, they began to believe their own opinion over God's opinion. No, I'm sorry, not God's opinion, the truth. So the moment they did that, God says, the moment you do that, what will happen? Wait, what? Guys, help me tonight. Help me with the Bible. Either God's a liar. Did they die? They eventually died here. They weren't meant to. Say they weren't meant to. They were meant and built to walk in God's presence 100%. No divider. No separation. Come on, amen. That it was supposed to flow together. Heaven and earth were connected. Hallelujah. They were together. And so God said this. If you eat from the tree of good and evil, you will surely die. They died. Do you know what? I don't want to get into it. But the problem with Adam and Eve was that they thought God was really a liar because they didn't die. But here's the problem. I want you guys to hear this. They became unconscious of God. This part was dead. Say dead. They were a soul and a body. How do you know that? Here's why I know that. Because God said, Adam, where are you? Because you are not face to face with me. There's been a divide. Say a divide. Come on. There's been a separation. Come on, amen. You can't see me no more. He's hiding because God's everywhere. Say he's everywhere. He's trying to hide somewhere. He's trying to get somewhere. God's everywhere. God knew where Adam was. God knew that he was unconscious of him. And he was saying, Adam, where are you? For him to get the attention. For God to have his attention. So man died. Listen, the Bible says, because one man's sin, we all, say we all. We are all, every one of us are born into sin. And our spirit is dead. But say thanks be to Jesus. Because Jesus Christ, he defeated death. Hallelujah. Where you were supposed to stay and the enemy thought he triumphed, God had the answer from the beginning, hallelujah, from the foundation, a lamb was slain on your behalf, hallelujah, and now you are able to walk and rise up, hallelujah, just like Jesus, the stone was rolled away, and he stood up and walked out. Are you all right? Yeah, I hope you're getting this. And he says, ask your neighbor, where are you? Here's the problem sometimes, guys. We're not finding ourselves here. Come here. Can you be the spirit for me? All right. Come on. Stand over here, brother. Come on. You too. Come here. Come on, keep coming. Come on, spirit. Follow my lead. You're the soul? Are you the soul? All right. He's the soul. Say he's the soul. He's the body. Amen? Come on. He's the vehicle.
I want you to turn this way. Okay.
Say, here's the problem. There was the divide. He was dead. But when they received Christ in their life, that veil, do you remember the veil that was in the temple? It was torn. And at that moment, it became the opportunity for him to have a relationship with God.
Woo!
You have a relationship with God now. Not through somebody else. You have it. This is in you. Come on, amen. This isn't something else. This is in your life. Not just when you go to church. This is daily, every single day. God wants you to walk in this understanding. So here he is. Here it is. It's tore apart. Say it's torn. It's torn. He was the veil. His flesh was torn. Ripped apart. Hallelujah. So that he could rise up again. And now, lift up your hand. Say, I'm alive.
Alive.
All right. So here's the problem. Come on. Here's the problem. See, God says, now I want you to begin to walk in the Spirit. Here's where we have a trouble with. This is what God wants us to grow up to. Because what happens is, we have a habit of looking at him. We have a habit of, what's the body? My five senses. It's how I interpret my life. It's everything I see. Everything in your life that I've seen has become this. And it moves me. Come on, amen. Your emotions move you. Your feelings move you. Your thoughts, they move you. God says, I want to give you new thoughts. Hallelujah. I want to give you the new feeling, that new understanding. I want you to have my mind, his mind. Say, Christ's mind. So here's the problem. My soul keeps looking this way. But God wants me to look this way. In this relationship that's foundational to my walk with God. Oh, now all of a sudden, it flows this way. From him to him, from him to him. All of a sudden, what I struggled with before at this place, all of a sudden, hallelujah, it's influenced by the Spirit. Say Spirit of God. So here's what I want you to get. Now we have the indwelling, say indwelling, Spirit of God. Listen, but he wants me to be filled. How many of you guys know the scripture says that we are not to be drunk with wine, but be, say it loud, filled with the Spirit of God. Listen, I don't know, you guys, have you ever had a drink before? Okay. What does it do to you? Does it influence you? Does it give you a sense of boldness that you didn't have before? Does it get you to do things you would never do before? Does it cause you to walk differently? Not in your head. See, but yeah, I can drive great drunk. So God says, listen, I want you to be filled with the Spirit. I want you to be under the influence of the Spirit of God. So just as, come on, amen, that I'm the wine or drink can influence me, he's saying, I want you to be filled. I want you to continue drink. And as you drink and you have fellowship with the Spirit of God, guess what happens? You overflow, and out of your bellies will flow rivers of living water. It begins to quench you. It begins to flow out of your life. So listen, I cannot just, well, I was filled with the Spirit when I was young. Well, shame on you. Because I need to be filled with the Spirit and overflowing every minute of the day. I got to have that relationship with God. I got to be drinking with Him so that I begin to overflow, that it influences the way that I walk, the way that I talk. I cannot walk in the Spirit without being filled with the Spirit of God. Say overflowing. We got a bunch of dry prunes in church. Come on, amen. Come on. Come on, man. That we have a responsibility. Come on. That oil that's in us. Come on. We got to fill it. And you fill it by the Word. Right here tonight. Right here tonight, you're being filled. Right here tonight. And this right here, the Word of God. The Word of God. See, because listen, that drinking, the Word of God, That water speaks of cleansing. This speaks of that we are sanctified. Say sanctified. We are cleansed by the Word of God. So the more influence I have from the Word of God, all of a sudden it begins to sanctify me, set me free, cause me to do things I wouldn't do before. It gives me boldness. Come on, it gives me boldness. So here, listen, I want you to get this. You can sit. Thanks, bud. How many of you guys remember Peter? Y'all remember Peter in the Bible? Listen, Peter, just like you and I. But listen, Peter, before Jesus went to the cross, Jesus told him, he says, you're going to deny me three times. See, Peter was trying to do it in the body, that part. God says, you need to be influenced by the Spirit. He says, so meet me in the upper room. Remember the upper room? And the Spirit fell. Come on, amen. I want you to know that, listen, it began to flow out of them like rivers of living water. And so everybody around them was touched by it, by the influence. Say influence. I want you to get this. See, God wants you to influence those around you through your vehicle. You are God's carrier. Come on, tell your neighbor, you're a container of God. You're a container. You carry God Almighty. And you tell me He can't do whatever He wants. Anything. Miracles. Whatever that might be. Whatever thing you face. Hallelujah. God wants to walk through you. Talk through you. Move through you. And have His being in every part of your life. So what we got to do is keep looking at the Spirit. Get your eyes on Jesus. Come on. The right image. Say right image. What happens is, a lot of Christians do this. I'll quit for a minute. Is that all right? Just give me a minute. Don't worry about that. Listen, I want to give you another example. This is my life. This is my life. Someone said it was fat. All right, I know. Easy. So I give God. Keep going. I give God. Here, listen. I give God this. This is my life. This is my life. I give God this. And I wonder why I don't hear from God. I wonder why God doesn't talk to me. I wonder why I don't see miracles. Come on, help me. Listen, God's doing something in the church, guys. He's causing us to stand up and be adults. Come on. I want you to know, hallelujah, listen, when you're mature and you're a son of God, He's going to give you the responsibility. He's going to give you the keys, hallelujah, to what? The kingdom of God. Why? Because you're responsible, hallelujah, because you cherish it. You take hold of it. You'll sell everything else that you can have Him. That doesn't matter, nothing else. This weekend I'm going to preach a message of that. Listen, there's a wastefulness that God's looking for, hallelujah. I want to waste my life on Jesus. It don't make sense Saturday night. Is that right? It don't make sense. Because that doesn't make sense on our natural minds. But it does when God, you're talking to God. All right. Thank you. There we go. Thank you, brother. Amen. So listen. So He says if you eat it. The Bible says here's what happens. When you eat from this realm. Say this realm. When I'm eating from what I see with my natural eyes. What I feel. Come on, what I hear, listen, all of a sudden He says, this is what will happen to this part of me, the Spirit. My consciousness will become seared. That spirit realm, even though I have spirit in me, hallelujah, it's mighty as it ever can be, but if I'm not looking at the image, I will not conform to that image. I'm going to conform to my image. That piece. That little piece that I give Him. I will give you this. God, I'm going to come and be with you on Saturday for 2 hours. I'm going to talk to you, God, for 2 minutes before I go to bed. Listen, I love you. Say He loves us. I do not want you to experience anything less than everything that He has. I'm responsible. I'm accountable. for you to experience all that God is. Jesus met a man. Say he met a man. Here's what happened when he met that man. His name was Nicodemus. Amen? Nicodemus. So when he met this man, Nicodemus, here's what happens. Listen, it's just like every one of us. Nicodemus, he came at night. Say he came at night. Say Nick at night. So Nick came at night, just like you came at night. You were in darkness. But I'm here to tell you that the light is in the room. His name is Jesus. So here it is. So here's the problem. But he didn't know, understand this. So he tells them this. He says, and the same came to him by night. And he said, Rabbi, he says, we know that thou art a teacher come from God. For no man, say no man, can do the miracles. Nobody can do this in spirit. That's right. And body. Listen. No man can do this on his own. It has to be, say, from God. Say, he's almost there. He's almost there. Nicodemus is almost there. He's almost there. He's almost got the picture. Here it is. You ready? I want you to see this. This is good. So here's what he does. Oh. Hands cramping. He says, except God be with him. And Jesus said unto him, verily, verily, I say unto you, except a man be born again, he cannot say see. He cannot see the king. Why? Because he is in darkness. He is in darkness. Hallelujah. But I want you to get this. He's in darkness. So he says, you must, say you must. You must be born again, hallelujah, not by flesh, because that which comes from the flesh is flesh, say is flesh, but that which comes from the spirit is spirit. All right, I want you to get this. And he says, and Nicodemus said unto him, how can a man be born, he says, and can enter back into his mother's womb? Come on, man. Does that sound foolish? And Jesus was like, oh. And Jesus said, except verily, verily, I say unto you, except a man be born of water and spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. He cannot enter, say, the reality. The reality of heaven on earth. I want you to get the picture here. Jesus was standing in heaven. He just told him there's nobody that can do what you do unless it's of God. So heaven was standing before Nicodemus. I want you to get this. Hallelujah. Come on. Amen. Because Jesus was spirit. Say heaven. And earth were together. See, Jesus gave us the example how that we can live in the earth, operate in earth, but yet operate in heaven. The Bible says, I am seated. Where am I seated? With him in the heavenlies. I'm here to tell you, it's not some cloud. If you find the scripture, I'll eat it. Christ said, it is in you. Say, it's in you. It's in you. It's in you. It's in you. It's in me. It's in us. We are the temples because you got to see the pattern. God will not build anything outside of his pattern. All right. Okay. I know it's a lot. You okay? Are you getting... There it is right there. Say amen to that. And so he said this. He says, he cannot enter the kingdom of God, which is born of flesh is flesh, and which is born of spirit is spirit. Marvel not that I said unto you, must be born again. And then let's jump down here. And he says, verily, verily, I say unto you, speak. Oh, here it is. If I told you earthly things, you believe not. How shall I tell you heavenly things? And no man hath ascended to heaven, but he that came down from heaven, even the Son of Man. Ready, wait, let's get the picture here. What does it say? Which is what? The Son, let's go through it, ascended up. And no man hath ascended up to heaven. He says, but he that came down from heaven, say Jesus,
is the same Jesus that even the Son of Man, which is in heaven. Jesus is saying this while he's standing beside him. I am operating in the kingdom reality. I am, as it is in heaven, let it be done on the earth. Come on, amen. Listen, how many of you guys know there's no death in heaven? Come on, that's why Jesus raised the dead. Hallelujah. Because why? He was performing, declaring he was bringing heaven to earth. And that's why Jesus says, listen, I got to die so that I can become a seed that I can go in the ground, and that when I die, I can come again, and each one of us, hallelujah, are seeds from heaven. Each one of us now becomes, he says, I must go so that I can come again and you can receive me into your life. Say bigger picture. All of a sudden, in Newcastle, I begin to see heaven. 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 Come on. I begin to see the reality. Say reality. The reality of heaven. Right here. You know why we have a hard time? He says, because man needs to see to believe. You need to see. Why? Because we were born of the flesh. But when you're born again, no longer I, but listen, I begin to see, and then I believe. Say it's faith. The more I begin to get a picture of Jesus, the more I begin to look at him, all of a sudden, that becomes my reality. And that old thing, say the old way, begins to pass away, and all things become new again. I don't want to get into it, but the Bible talks about that, a new heaven and a new earth. We'll get into that some other day. So let me finish. Give me some music so I can land. You guys need a breather? I do. So here's the meeting. You need his God. So listen. So here it is right here, guys. Get this. Get this. This is my meeting place. This is the place where I become conscious. Say conscious. See, before in sin, I'm unconscious to God. But now, my spirit becomes alive. I become conscious of God. And God wants you to be conscious of Him 100% of the time. I mean 100% of the time. I mean, God wants you, hallelujah, to have this relationship with Him like Jesus. Jesus was never separated. Jesus said this, when you see me, you see the Father. See, God wants a relationship so close that when you see me, you see Jesus. You don't see me in my flesh, because this part of me hurts people. This part of me rejects people. This part of me hates people. This part of me has been wounded and broken. This part of me, though, is life. And what I produce in this realm is eternal. If I stay in this realm, it's death. Man, it's so exciting, but it's serious. It's serious. Because God has given us the greatest opportunity to walk with Him. To have a relationship with God. Face to face. Let me finish here. So listen. So he says this. He says, here's why. I need to let Colossians 1, 12 through 13. Look that up real quick. I need to walk in the Spirit, not the flesh. Giving thanks unto the Father which hath made us meet to be partakers of an inheritance of the saints in the light. Listen, say partakers.
partakers of Him in the light. Next verse. Who hath delivered us from the power of darkness. Guys, I want you to hear this. Whatever thing has gripped you and you couldn't let go of, I'm here to tell you, Christ in you is the hope of glory. Christ in you is light that swallows up darkness. He says, you have been translated us into. I wrote this down. The Hebrew means, where did I write it? Physically change. Say physically change. You ready? Come on, guys. Remember this? Hey, remember, you were standing here. The body, the soul, the spirit, translated. Whew. Translated into His kingdom of His dear Son. Translated you. Don't turn back. Don't let be like Adam and say, where are you? Where are you? Turn around. Come on, Adam. Turn back and look at me. Don't look out there. Don't look out there. It'll bring death. It'll bring corruption. It'll bring you an end. But I have an expectation for you. I have greatness in your life. And I've done all this for a purpose. That you can experience everything that I am. God says, I won't hold nothing back. I gave everything. So, you reflect what you're conscious of. Let me say it again. Whatever you're conscious of, you reflect. If I'm conscious just of this, I'll be mean to people. I won't be patient. I won't love. I will hate. I will steal. But here. Amen? I want to be conscious of God. Yes. So listen. He says abide. Say abide. The Bible says if you abide in me. In me. I will abide in you. If you abide in me, I'll abide in you. Listen, real quick. You guys know what? Listen. God wants, from this place, fruit. I'll preach next week. Galatians 5:22 says that we are the fruit of the Spirit. Not fruits. Did you ever notice that? It's not fruits. Fruits. It's fruit. Why? Because if you let God produce love in your life, you'll get every single one of them at the same time. They'll begin to work. Come on, say work. They'll begin to operate within your life. Hallelujah. Patience, gentleness, kindness, long-suffering, all those things. When you begin to let that fruit begin to work in you. Come on. Don't stop abiding. Because you stop abiding, we give people sour fruit that's not produced. Sour fruit. When we turn from God, we become sour fruit. Stand to your feet. I got to give you one more. That's it. I'm done. Say, He's done. Listen. The Bible says in 10. Listen, 10:5. This is what it says. Casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. And bringing into captivity every thought. Say thought. To the obedience of Christ. I have a responsibility. Come on, amen. To cast down All those thoughts from this place. Come on, amen. They might come up in your mind. Come on. Things that you think of, the thoughts that come from the earthly realm, maybe what someone said about you, maybe from the things that you see all around you, maybe the day that you're having. Come on, the things that have been put upon you. But we have a responsibility to cast them down. To cast them down. Listen, I want you to know, before we can cast down demons, we need to cast down thoughts and imaginations. You know what imaginations are? They're images. False images. This is a false image if I'm facing this way. It's not the real image. But when you turn around, hallelujah, that's the true image. That's what you really look like. You're holy. You're pure. You're righteous. You're an overcomer. That's who you are. You're mighty. Let's lift up our hands. Heavenly Father, right now, Father God, I pray, hallelujah, I pray that you just, God, Lord, each one of us, that right now, God, I feel your spirit. I feel, God, Lord, you're calling us to come up higher. I hear you're calling us to move from the 30-fold to the 60-fold, that we operate in the 100-fold. God, Lord, that your heart was for us to walk with you and talk with you and have a relationship 100% of the time. So, God, Lord, I pray. That we begin to, as we read your word, as we walk in relationship, as we let others teach us how to walk. We can't do this on our own. But we need each other. Helping us pull down imaginations. I'm here to tell you tonight, there's some imaginations, there's some images that the enemy has placed upon you. In Jesus' name, we cast them down right now. We cast them down. Hallelujah. Whatever imagination, whatever they have said, whether it's addiction, whatever that might be, we cast it down in Jesus' name. We cast it down. That's not who you are. But you're more than an overcomer. In Jesus' name. Real quick, just together. My wife's going to lay hands on this. Everybody just reach your hand out. Just reach your hands out. Come on. And collectively, corporately today, right now, by faith, this is your faith. Do you believe God can do miracles? Let me say it again. Do you believe God can do miracles? Do you believe God can raise the dead? So by faith, we're coming together as a body, the body of Christ, standing in faith, that a man that we know that has suffered beyond imagination. I declare no more. Say no more. No more. We're going to his house Friday. I want you, if you could, just fast Friday. Just fast lunch or breakfast. Take time to say, God, we're serious. We want to see you do a miracle in this man's life. We want to see him here in this house worshiping God. It's going to happen. So by faith, we release our faith. As my wife anoints it, by your spirit, we pray. That as we walk in that house, God, Lord, I pray to God, Lord, that you send your ministering angels right now, even beforehand. God, Lord, you said that you've given us angels, God, Lord, that they could do on our behalf what we ask. So I ask that, God, Lord, they begin to minister healing right now. They begin to, that atmosphere begins to be seasoned and ripe for harvest. In Jesus' name. Say amen. We are blessed. Come on, hallelujah. God's knocking. Open up and let him in.